Romeo Houston, Apollo 10.
Apollo 10, Houston, go ahead.
All right, sir, we've just finished landmark 130. We've got them all in.
Ah, very good. We have ginned up a fuel cell one plan, over.
Okay, stand by.
The data off 130 now.
Okay, when we're in real time, I'll just hold on. I understand this is the one that's really important, so I can hang on to this until you give me a go.
Roger, that's fine. We got it now. Okay, our fuel cell plan is relatively simple. We're just going to leave it offline, open circuit. And we want you to turn the fuel cell one inline heaters off and then monitor the skin temperature. Monitor the temperature to stay between 390 and 410, cycling the inline heaters on and off to maintain 390 to 410. This will keep our water production to a minimum, reducing our requirement to purge. And we may be able to go as long as 50 hours in this manner without purging. During the day, we'll work out procedures to use during your sleep period on skin temperature, over.
Okay, Jack, you must have been reading the same malfunction procedures I was. The fuel cell heater has been off, ever since we went through LOS. I've got a question on that heater. It's an auto heater which recycles somewhere around 380, 390 degrees. You just want me to turn it to auto position if it starts dropping, is that correct?
Negative 10.
Am I wrong about that heater?
We want you to manually keep the temperature between 390 and 410 by cycling the heater switch, over.
What are you reading on the heater on the skin temperature right now?
Stand by. Right now we're reading a skin temperature of a 4.2310.
Okay, I'm reading about 4.30, I guess, and it's been pretty stable. I'll turn the heater on, say, down around 390 and then keep between 390 and 410.
Roger. And whenever you got some time there, we'd like to update your state vector and pass you some pads.
Okay, we're in accept.
Roger, 10.
Copy your pad, and I guess I got another question. You might be thinking up some words and things we can pull off the line here pretty quick in case we do get some interrolling problems while we're behind the backside, and I'm ready to copy your pad.
Roger, we're working on that, and we'll give you the word. I have a map update pad, Rev 25, 123, 18, 32, 123, 2-9er.
Oh, there. Wait a minute.
Hold over.
Hey. Jack, wait a minute. Wait a minute. I thought you meant pad. Wait, we got to get the right book out here. Hold it. Start over again.
Roger, I have a maneuver pad.
Go ahead with red 25 now.
Okay, Rev 25, 1, 2, 3, 1, 8, 3, 2, 1, 2, 3, 2, 9er, 3, 6, 1, 2, 4, 0, 4, 2, 1, Sunrise, 1, 2, 3, 3, 2, 1, 4, Sunset, 1, 2, 4, 4-4, 3-9er, over.
Roger, 1-2-3-1-8-3-2, 1-2-3-2-9-3-6, 1-2-4-0-1-4-2, 1-2-3-3-2-1-4, 1-2-4-4-3-9, Rev 25.
Roger, I want you to check the AOS to be 1-2-4-0-4-2-1. Sunset 124-4439.
I concur.
Okay, I've got a landmark tracking pad.
Go ahead.
Okay, Charlie Papa 1. 1-2-3-3-8-1-4. 1-2-3-4-1-1-3. 3 balls. 0-5-1. 3 balls. North. 1-3 miles. 1-2-4-1. Charlie Papa 2. 1-2-3-5-3-3-5. 1-2-3-5-5-1-7. 3 balls. 0-0-7. 3 balls. North. 0-5-0-4-4-2. Foxtrot 1. 1-2-4-0-6. 20. 1-2-4-0-8-3-0. 3 balls. 3-2-9er. 3 balls. North. 1-0-1-0-4-0. Landmark 130. 1-2-4-2-7-2-8. 1-2-4-2-9-0-0. 3 balls. 2-6-5. 3 balls. North at 1-2. 1-2-4-1. Give me a read back and tell me when you're ready for a maneuver pad, over.
All balls, 329, all balls, north 10, 40.
Okay, this is TEI number 25, SPS DNN, 36750, minus 061, plus 075, 125, 40, 0381, plus 31008. Plus 00112 plus 01154. Roll is NA. Pitch is 064. And the rest is NA. Your ullage is 2 jets for 14 seconds, over. That's a good readback, and we're finished with our uplink. The computer is yours. Go to block, over.
Okay, we're blocked. Houston, this is 10. That F1 was right near the subsolar point. Well, I really had a lot of trouble trying to figure out transit. You can see it okay in the telescope, but when you transfer from the telescope to the sextant, it just vanishes.
Roger, 10, what target was that?
F1.
Roger, F1.
CB2 is sort of that way too.
Roger.
Okay, Houston, Apollo 10, I'm going to pitch around to go to 092 initial.
Roger, 10.
Doesn't vanish, it's there, but you just can't see it. That sounds kind of funny. It's got the landmark in there, landmark line of sight, and a lunar line of sight in there. All in one section, you got two different images. It's so bright, it just doesn't, unless it has a dark feature in it, which most of these places don't, it just isn't recognizable.
Roger, 10, understand that it's hard to see because it's bright, as opposed to its size. Is that affirmative?
That's correct. I just don't get any definition. It's a bright blob down there. There's a whole bunch of bright blobs down there.
Roger, copy.